In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 5, A Bus Can't Be Charming. Ein Bus kann doch nicht charmant sein. In the last lesson, you learned two ways of forming words in German. For example, by adding the prefix un to an adjective, you reverse its original meaning. Take the word glücklich, happy, and its opposite, unglücklich, unhappy. Or zufrieden, content, and its opposite, unzufrieden, discontent. Listen to how Andreas described a couple staying at the Hotel Europa.
Er war unglücklich und sie war unzufrieden.
Very often the suffix in can be added to a masculine noun to form the feminine equivalent. For example, the word for king is König, and the word for queen is Königin. Listen to the conversation between X and Andreas again.
Ich bin der König.
Nein, du bist die Königin.
In today's lesson, we'll be concentrating on the pronouns er, sie, and es. And by means of a guessing game between X and Andreas, we'll be taking a look at what these pronouns refer to. For example, whether they refer to a person or to an inanimate object. X and Andreas are at home. Although Andreas is tired, X manages to persuade him to play a game, Spiel, with him. She tells him it's very easy, einfach. Listen to the first scene.
Andreas, machen wir ein Spiel?
Ach, Ex, ich bin so müde.
Aber es ist ganz einfach.
Na gut.
Ex starts off with the first clue. Andreas has to guess whether Ex is referring to a man or a woman.
Also, rate. Er ist Arzt.
Wer?
Er.
Ein Mann.
Richtig.
X says to Andreas, well, guess.
Also, rate.
Andreas guesses, a man.
Ein Mann.
X says, that is right.
Richtig.
And why is that the right answer? Listen to X's clue once again.
Er ist Arzt.
The pronoun er refers to a masculine noun, which can be a person or an object. Er can therefore mean he or it. But as X is talking about a doctor, er in this case means he. Now to the second question. Who is charming? First, Andreas gives a wrong answer. After all, it's supposed to be a game. Why does X say that the first answer is false? Falsch.
Also, rate. Er ist charmant.
Ein Bus.
Falsch. Ein Bus kann doch nicht charmant sein.
Okay, okay.
Ein Mann.
Richtig.
Andreas feels like teasing X, so he answers, a bus, even though he knows this can't be the right answer.
Ein Bus.
Andreas knows that an inanimate object can't be charming, so he expects X to say that his answer is wrong.
Falsch.
And then X tells him why his answer is wrong. A bus can't be charming, she says.
Ein Bus kann doch nicht charmant sein.
And now to the third question. Who is Schick?
Also, rate. Sie ist Schick.
Eine Frau.
Falsch.
Wieso? Eine Frau kann doch schick sein?
Ja, aber rate weiter.
Eine Flasche.
Also wirklich nicht.
Vielleicht eine Französin?
Richtig.
Andreas says that a woman can be chic, and his answer isn't wrong. But X has something else in mind, so she doesn't accept Andreas' answer. X says he has to guess again.
Ja, aber rate weiter.
Andreas guesses the word bottle, and then he says the answer that X wants to hear, a French woman.
Eine Französin?
And now to the fourth question. What is interesting? What can the pronoun es refer to? And why doesn't Andreas accept the answer that X gives?
Also, rate. Es ist interessant.
Ein Spiel.
Falsch.
Ein Buch.
Falsch.
Warum? Ein Buch kann doch interessant sein?
Ja, aber ich meine etwas anderes.
Ein Ehepaar.
Falsch.
Dann weiß ich es nicht.
Ein Hotel.
Nein, ein Hotel kann nicht interessant sein.
Doch.
Menschen im Hotel können interessant sein.
Ein Hotel auch.
Nein, jetzt bin ich dran.
Andreas is supposed to guess that a hotel can be interesting, but he doesn't think that's quite right and he wants to be more exact. He doesn't think you can say that a hotel is interesting. It's the people in the hotel who are interesting, he says.
Menschen im Hotel können interessant sein.
Listen once again. X's clue is, it's interesting.
Es ist interessant.
First, Andreas suggests a game and then a book. But X has something else in mind.
Ja, aber ich meine etwas anderes.
Andreas suggests a couple, a married couple, Ehepaar, and then he gives up. But he still isn't willing to accept that a hotel can be interesting, as X seems to think.
Nein, ein Hotel kann nicht interessant sein.
Then he says people in a hotel can be interesting.
Menschen im Hotel können interessant sein.
Andreas would like to stop playing the game, so he says, now it's my turn.
Und jetzt bin ich dran.
Listen to the last round of their guessing game. And remember, Andreas wants to tease X.
Also, rate. Er ist unhöflich.
Kenn ich nicht.
Er ist neugierig.
Kenn ich nicht.
Er ist unsichtbar.
Kenn ich nicht.
Sie ist unsichtbar.
Was denn? Er oder sie?
Ich frage dich, er oder sie oder es ist unsichtbar.
Das weiß ich nicht.
Bist du ein Kobold oder eine Hexe?
Ich bin ich.
Well, by now X should have realized that Andreas is talking about her. But Andreas deliberately confuses X. X is an elf, but she doesn't know whether an elf is masculine or feminine. Listen once again. Andreas begins the game by referring to a man using the pronoun er. He's impolite, he says.
Er ist unhöflich.
X pretends that she doesn't understand what Andreas is getting at. So she says, I don't know.
Kenn ich nicht.
Andreas says the person is invisible, unsichtbar. Once he uses the feminine pronoun sie, and then he uses the masculine pronoun er. Then X asks him to be more specific.
Was denn? Er oder sie?
And to make things even more complicated for X, Andreas says that he or she or it is invisible.
Er oder sie oder es ist unsichtbar.
X says that she doesn't know the answer.
Das weiß ich nicht.
She doesn't know whether Andreas is referring to her as an elf, der Kobold, masculine, or as a witch, die Hexe, feminine.
Bist du ein Kobold oder eine Hexe?
Ich bin ich.
And that's how Andreas likes X best. He doesn't care what she really is. He just thinks of her as a girlfriend. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.